You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode and you can work for 7 days with your own Broadway fitness coach on an online app. So check it out. No catch, no gimmicks. BuiltForTheStage.com. If you like Built for the Stage podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. It'd be greatly appreciated. All right, please enjoy this conversation. All right, on the show we have Giuseppe Basilio.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Giuseppe.
Thank you so much, man. It's good to be here.
So we were just chatting, and I was like, oh, so you're obviously Italian with this name. And he's like, yeah, my mom's from Naples, right?
My mom is Brazilian from Sao Paulo, and my dad's from Naples.
I mixed it up.
You got it.
I flip-flopped it. And then we started talking a little Brazil talk. My wife is from Vitoria. And yeah, so we're just going to pick it up from there because you guys need to hear a little bit about that. Have you been to Italy or Brazil yet?
Yeah, I've been to both places a number of times. I've been to Brazil 3 times, once when I was 1, once when I was 12, and once when I was 16. I got to go back and visit my family. And Italy, I've been many, many times as a kid. And
what's your favorite place in Italy that you've been?
Oh, man. I usually end up in Milan just because it's so close to home. Originally, I'm from Switzerland, born and raised. And it's about 3 hours south, so we just drive down, you know, grab a bunch of food and groceries and whatever, and then we drive back home.
Word. Yeah. Cool. I've been to Italy twice now.
Nice.
The second time was an accident. It was my wife's brother's graduation. Mm. He was a naval engineer, and his like school was in different countries each semester. He'd like go to a different one, and that's where they end up doing the graduation in Italy. It was called, it's blanking on me, La Spezia. It's called La Spezia, and it's near Cinque Terre.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, near
That's awesome.
So for those of you listening out there, message Giuseppe if you want to talk Italy or Brazil.
Yeah, let's
All
get
right?
it.
So Giuseppe's been in Billy Elliot as the character Billy. I don't know if you're familiar. He's been in Newsies, Aladdin, Cats, Hello Dolly, and now Hamilton. And he's a young dude. And he's already got himself quite the resume. So congrats on that so far. Let's just pop right into our first question. You played Billy in Billy Elliot. So when you were growing up, that means you obviously were an advanced performer at a young age to book that role. What did your training look like when you were younger to prep you to book such a role like that?
Oh, man. Yeah, my training was pretty intense as a kid. Both my parents are ballet dancers. Brother, he's a ballet dancer with the Paris Opera Ballet, and my sister's a carpenter, so she made it out alive. But I would have ballet class every single day. I would dance for 6-7 hours a day on top of all the schoolwork and whatnot. I ended up doing a ballet competition here in New York, the finals to YAGP, Youth America Grand Prix. And Nora Brennan, the kids casting director for Billy Elliot, saw me there, asked me to audition for the role of Billy. And boom, here we were. Once we started Billy, then my training became a lot more intense, actually, than it already was, and I didn't know that could happen. We ended up having tutoring in the morning from like 9 to 10, and then we had a ballet class, and then we had a gymnastics class, back to tutoring. We would go back and have rehearsal all day, and then a show at night. So, yeah.
Now, even starting when you were younger, with your parents both being involved in ballet, was it a choice? Did you choose to dance, or like were your parents like, hey, yo, get started up, strap it up, let's go, we're starting to dance?
My parents definitely very much believed in kids don't really have a choice, which they shouldn't, because if a kid had a choice, we would, you know, be eating ice cream all the time and
got
not
it, got
do
it,
anything.
Got it.
So my parents really just...
you're saying have a choice, like, are you going to go or not? No, you're going.
Right, exactly.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Obviously, if the kid's like not enjoying it at all and crying every single day for like a year, then
sure,
let's not do that.
Right.
But yeah, my parents just kind of definitely pushed me into it. That's just what they knew. And they were like, you know what? We're going to pass this knowledge on to our kid and or onto our kids. And yeah, here we are.
And it stuck with you.
it really stuck, man.
You enjoyed it right out of the bat. right off the bat, or did it kind of grow on you?
I enjoyed it. I was deciding between soccer and ballet as a kid, especially around 8, 9 years old. And so my mom was like, all right, so if I see you enjoy soccer as much as I see you enjoy dance, then we'll put you on soccer. And so I tried for 2 days, like dribbling every day, and like really tried to play like Maradona at the time. Then gave up real quick because I was like, this is not for me. I'm better at dancing. I'll just keep doing this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it works.
Cool. I mean, that's a great way of testing it out. Like,
go ahead and try it out.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead and do it. And if you live up to the expectations of the desire to keep doing it, great. If not, I guess you tried.
Absolutely.
Cool. With you being a young guy, who's one veteran, who's one vet that you've worked with in the business that you were fortunate enough to, that you learned a lot from?
Oh, man. I've worked with incredible people. Absolutely incredible people. Some of my favorites were, especially as a kid growing up, were Faith Prince. She was unbelievable as Miss Wilkinson. Of course, Emily Skinner, Bette Midler. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
from Hello Dolly.
What did that group of people, what were some of the qualities that they brought to the table, maybe like during rehearsals or performances that you really admired or you took from?
Definitely their passion and their professionalism. They always showed up ready to work. It was never a choice. They would just like do it, and they would do it to its fullest. You know what I mean? They would never hold back on any emotion, on any lines. They would just really go for it.
Do you think that's ingrained in someone like naturally, or do you think there's some daily practice that you can kind of work towards where you can be consistent like that no matter what?
I think some people are definitely born with it. I think that things like ballet or karate, for example, something with like structure teaches you how to really keep striving, because it's hard to keep going.
Let me zoom in on that. You just said something really great there about the structure part of it. And that is very important, obviously, in ballet and karate and things of that nature. In fitness, I think a lot of the times people fail because there is no structure. Mm. They're kind of just blindly walking into a gym, or just maybe they're at home, wherever they're trying to do their exercise, they're just kind of winging it. Mm. And to be like you walking into the ballet studio for the first time, never having anyone taught you how to dance or do anything, what first position is, wouldn't know a plié from an arabesque or anything like that. And just go ahead,
right.
Do it.
Go ahead, try
just,
it.
Yeah, of course you're going to fade out. Of course you're not going to come every day and bring your best. You don't know what your best is.
Right, you don't know what you're doing.
You need that structure. You need that training.
Do.
So I wanted to zoom in on that and what you said, because that was great. You're in Hamilton now.
Mm-hmm.
That little skit that couple people have heard of. Were you in the original company? You're in Chicago with it, right?
I was in Chicago with it.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I was in Chicago with it for about a year up until November of this year, 2019. And then I moved 2 days before I left Chicago. I was supposed to be done with the show. And 2 days before I came back to New York, they were like, hey, we have an opening. Want to hop in? I was like, sure, why not?
That's what. Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I've been doing it on Broadway now for. I've been doing it on Broadway for about 3 months now.
Awesome. Yeah, this one. How's the transition been from the Chicago cast to the New York cast? Same type of vibe. I get from Hamilton that they've really almost created a true culture in the show, where like truly, if you're in Hamilton on Broadway or you're in Hamilton touring or blah blah blah, there seems to be that same like spirit. Is that true?
There definitely is. Of course, it's different from company to company in a sense. But what's absolutely incredible about the show is that we have some Universal Swings who know every track, and they literally fly out to some companies like day of and figure out the small differences that are in each company and just go for it, you know, and then perform. But the vibe wise, like, it's Hamilton. It's freaking awesome. It's it's an amazing show. Every day is just freaking inspiring and just wonderful in that sense. Of course, Chicago was a little different. It was the Chicago company of Hamilton. The people there were unbelievable, and it was an incredible experience to have. I turned 21 in Chicago. That was really cool. Yeah, and
that was making memories, right?
Yeah, man.
Hashtag making memories.
Literally, hashtag making memories. Let's go. But moving back home, this is where I've been. I lived half my life basically, so I'm really happy to be back home and to be working home on Broadway.
Yeah,
man.
So for the fans of Hamilton, there's obviously the things that inspire them or the things that they're fans of. What backstage, or just as a performer that's actually getting to say the words, sing the words, dance the steps, what are a few things to you that are specifically the inspiring or the thing that you say, just like, you know, it's awesome to be in Hamilton?
Dude, the music is unbelievable. As a dancer, obviously the choreography is super sick, because every single step just really amplifies the story, and it's there. Each element of art is there to support each other, if that makes sense at all. So like the staging complements the dancing, whereas the dancing complements the staging, and the music and just everything like just keeps growing together, and it's a masterpiece. It really is. But what inspires me, the people who are doing the show every single day, 8 shows a week, and who bring their A game every single time.
Yeah.
It makes me bring my A game every single time.
Awesome. So starting out with Billy and Billy Elliot, and now here in Hamilton, what kind of growing pains did you have to go through in your career? Lessons you had to learn, things you had to adjust, where maybe you could, when you were a dancer, just a dancer, and then getting into the whole musical theater scene, what did you have to kind of adapt in your game?
It was a lot of growing. It was a lot of growing and obviously a lot of adapting. But when I first moved from Switzerland to the States, you know, just dancing and then seeing, oh, wait, these other kids are doing musical theater like I dance. So they were at 100% singing, acting. Like, that's what they did. I only did dancing. So I had to really learn quickly, very quickly, how to act and how to sing. And yeah, it was a lot of learning. And I was lucky enough that I, growing up in this community and being a kid in this community, I was always kind of like the little brother to everyone, which was really great. So it was never like, no one ever took it hard on me in that sense. I mean, obviously people like let me know, but they always let me know in like a very kind way.
Yeah.
A very helpful way. Which I think a lot of people who come into this business kind of older and like after college and whatnot, they don't get that same luck.
Yeah.
In a sense. They don't get that same treatment, which it was really nice to get to learn.
Cool. What's one thing that's important to you outside of theater?
My family is really important to me. Mom, dad, brother, sister. Over the past year and a half, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu has become a huge part of my life.
Mm.
I go almost 4 times a week. That's my workout.
Do you find that aids or helps or enhances your performance on stage?
Absolutely.
Yeah, talk about that.
Dude, so what's crazy is that I've learned how to systematically eliminate what's not important through Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because it's like a game of chess with the body, in a sense. And so I just kind of am able to push away stuff that's not important to me and focus on what's a lot more important. In on stage specifically, what it's helped me with, it's helped me a lot with partnering, in a sense, because I've learned how to properly use leverage instead of just using muscle and muscling through a press or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man.
Word.
Fun.
That's really all I have for you so far. But you seem to be such an interesting guy. Do you just want to go for another hour or 3 hours?
Oh, sure, man. We can keep going.
We got the guys from Equity One in the house.
What's
and
up,
they're under the Broadway Podcast Network umbrella. So make sure you pop on over to the website or their podcast on any podcast platform and check out Equity One. Right? Right. They're dancing over there.
Hey.
They're doing all the things. Giuseppe and I were actually having a silent disco earlier to On Your Feet because we just spoke with Nina LaFarga just a second ago. So I really appreciate you coming in. It's really inspiring to see you do the work. What are you going to do in 10 years? Like, are you still going to be doing this?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
That's good of you to be honest. We don't know. We don't know what we're gonna do tomorrow, right?
I have literally no idea. What I've wanted to do over the course of my life has changed so many times, and it's kind of just made me realize it's like, oh, it's okay to try new stuff. It's okay to go into new things.
This Broadway kind of picked you because you came here to do a dance competition or performance, you said, and then all of a sudden the Billy offer came because of that.
Yeah, it's one of those like crazy, like it's definitely one of those just crazy stories that are just like, oh, he went and like they saw him and boom,
he's serendipity, right?
Literally serendipity.
Yeah,
yeah. It's cool.
You're not gonna maybe 10 years from now become like a professional jiu-jitsu fighter or something like that?
I might. Who knows? Literally, I've gone from as a kid, I wanted to be the best soccer player in the world, to being the best ballet dancer in the world, to being the best actor in the world, to being a blacksmith, to being a pizza maker. And now we're here.
What's your favorite pizza?
What's my favorite pizza?
Topping style? Thin crust? Do you like Sicilian, like mama's style?
Oh, yeah. I love to make my own pizza. Those are simple. Just roll up the dough from scratch and just make it. But favorite toppings usually will include like pepperoni, chicken, mushrooms. Love myself some good mushrooms.
What's your favorite pizza joint in the city?
Oh, man. In the city, you gotta go simple. You gotta go with like 99-cent pizza. It's simple. In New York City, you know what I mean? Two Bros Pizza.
Okay.
Shout out Two Bros.
Two Bros Pizza.
Love it. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. But actually my favorite.
Oh, tell us. There you go.
My absolute favorite pizza, especially when I'm like feeling down or whatever and I want to treat myself, I'll go to Carve. Mm-hmm. On 46th. They have one on 46th.
Yeah.
Go to Carve and get myself like a chicken barbecue pizza.
Word.
Okay.
All right. For those of you that are listening for the fitness part of this, I eat pizza myself, and I would prescribe to you listening to not eat pizza on your rest day if you're even working out at all. But if you are working out, get your workout in around, let's say, 2:00, open that window up, hit your pizza at 5, and you're in the clear.
Big facts.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
If you want to hear more about that, DM me. At Bill for the Stage. Giuseppe, that's it. That's my name,
so much,
too.
Man.
Giuseppe. My name's Joe, but like, if I were to live, wait.
What?
Cool,
that's cool, man. Cool. Yeah, for sure.
All right, that'll do it on Bill for the Stage podcast. Thanks again to Giuseppe for coming to give us his time to chat a little bit about all things Broadway, fitness, and all the good stuff. Don't forget, if you want to try a free trial, go to the website, BillForTheStage.com, fill out your name and email, and we'll be on our way with that. Go to the Instagram, @BillForTheStage. Don't forget about BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and the Instagram. Check out the details of this podcast, and you can find out where to see more things about Giuseppe and everything that's going on with him. All right, until next time, it's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.